All right. Thank you, choir, very much. And now that the sermon's coming, see, they're leaving. Just kidding. All right. If you would, please turn to your Bibles. And if you brought your Bibles, turn to those. If not, please turn in the Pew Bible to Acts chapter 2. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, where is Acts? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So we start out the New Testament with Matthew, and then what? Mark, and then Luke, and finally? Acts of the Apostles. That's right. So Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 44. Once you find that, would you stick your finger in there and close your Bible, and would you please stand for both the Bible pledge and Scripture this morning? Raise your Bible high above your head, and let's say this together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us turn to Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 44. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, you have sermon note insert there that I invite you to take out. Grab a pencil or pen to fill out. On the back, last week I started something and I continued it this week with the study guide. And it helps you continue thinking about the sermon for the day. And so I invite you to take that home. It's a trial thing. If you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. If there's a way I can improve upon it, let me know. So I invite you to do that. Well, the last 4 weeks, we have been discussing the topic. Can you believe it's been 4 weeks? Maybe you can. It's hard for me to believe. But parenting in an X-rated world. Parenting in an X-rated world. Loving kids the way I do, it's really been a challenge for me to do this study and to visit and revisit this study. It's been an eye-opener in many ways. I hope it has for you as well. Today we're going to talk about growing kids in the kingdom. It's not easy, growing kids in the kingdom. To help us get started, we're going to watch a clip from Facing the Giants, a powerful family movie. I suggest all of you buy it and keep it in your library of DVDs because we don't have VHSs anymore, right? Okay, DVDs. Anyway, if you have never seen it, I highly recommend you buying it and watching it, or at least renting it and watching it. It's about a man who's been a high school football coach for 6 years and never, never led that team to a winning season. Matter of fact, not even near a winning season in 6 years. Well, he and his wife also have another trying issue that's going on. For 4 years, they've been trying to have kids, and that has not been a success in their life, and they've been fighting that and trying to figure out what's going on. Well, this day that we are about to come in upon, he has been to the doctor and finds out that he is the reason why they can't have children. And he is at school late because of that. He's, as you would imagine, very upset. Very upset. And so he stays at school late thinking about it and praying about it, trying to figure out what to do. Well, as he leaves, he sees a light on in the school. And he thought he would do the janitor a favor and go over and shut the light off. And as he walks in the school, he overhears some parents talking. And lo and behold, they have invited the assistant coach to a meeting to try to get him out of the school as their coach and as a teacher. And so he just heard this, and he is at a point of great despair in his life. You know, those crossroads that many times we find ourselves in. And so we join the movie as he comes home and he and his wife begin to talk.